Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to City correspondent Simon English. He works for the Evening Standard. Simon, you wrote a piece in the Evening Standard last night, Lost in Space, Competition's No Use in Telco Race. And you're referring to competition is good like broccoli and exercise. Its benefits cannot be overstated. What was your, in a nutshell, your point here?
Well, just that we've all been taught to think that competition is good for the consumer, good for industry. Yeah, it's good for you as broccoli and exercise. And there are some cases when that just can't be true. And I think that the kind of space telecoms sector is one where that seems to be true. So in order for us to get the future we've been promised, it's from a miraculous world where we control our homes from our phones, we can do anything we want from them, we can open the garage, we can turn the heating on. I know some people do a bit of this already. They can control everything, and we text the robots and tell them what we want for tea, and via the internet they make it. Well, for all of that to come true, you need super fast Wi-Fi, and it probably needs to come from a satellite in the space. There aren't enough of them. Launching them, getting them up there, is phenomenally expensive. And there just aren't enough companies making profit at it at the moment. And the reason for that is because there's just too much competition in the telecoms industry.
So a case of too much competition being actually bad for me and you?
Well, I think it is, yeah. So at the moment we get a phone that we quite like, and it's cheaper than it costs to make, probably, or cheaper than it costs to service. Anyway, we think we're getting a good deal. But we're all complaining about service the whole time. So the bit that we need to go right is the really whizzy service. Well, what probably that means is what you need is some really big companies to make some money. And instead what you've got in terms of internet satellites, people like Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson kind of mucking about with it because it's a toy and they like it. But they're not people who spent their whole lives learning how to, you know, send internet satellites into space. They may not be the right people, and there's too much competition in that space at the moment for us to get what we want.
Thought provoking as always. Thank you for taking time out for Tip TV.